And now I would like to then once again reactivate our connection with the other panelists. And I would like to ask all our panelists to now take in questions from the floor. I will not begin with my own questions. We will start actually with questions that we have received from the audience, changing the tradition. I would like to then pass this on directly to Mrs. Minuti. Can we describe better the relationship between then a paying agency and financial intermediaries? Indeed, sure. Unlike what Mr. Amassari said, the representative from the Agricultural Ministry, he was emphasizing a number of issues with relations with paying agencies. I have to say that based on our experience, this did not really happen. Our paying agency is AGEA, and as I was saying earlier, since the beneficiary of the contribution, being the beneficiary of the contribution from this fund, I have to say that the procedure was very simple. We used the standard procedure, the one that applies to subsidies and financing. We had some issues with the paying agency when it came to tracing back monitoring data. Instead, thinking about the control exercised on financial intermediaries, in this case as well, compliance with EU regulations and provisions that define the scope and conditions for financing. Well, this was completely ensured because the entire administrative work is basically already done by the regional office that has a responsibility for the rotating fund. So we have peace of mind when it comes to the appropriate implementation of the procedure. I repeat once again, we had no difficulties whatsoever. The rotating fund was basically a beneficiary of the rural development program vis-à-vis the region when it comes from the technical issues and the procedures that were involved to submit our application. And then also the payment applications after that. Thank you. There are a couple of questions related to venture capital, equity, and farming. I do not know who would like to then provide at least an initial reply. Mr. Ranieri, regarding equity instruments, this is a very important aspect. However, those instruments we believe are related to a very powerful innovation component, which is not that easy, of course, to find in the farming industry. So we are carefully looking into the trends of European Partnerships for Innovation, the EIB projects. Because we can consider an instrument of this kind, I believe, to participate in the capital or be involved in situations when very innovative activities basically start up. But we are still in the study phase. In the next programming period, we can think about a solution of this kind for sure. Mr. Licciardo, if you could integrate the comments we heard so far. Yes. Actually, in the prior programming cycle, also considering the time frame 2014-2020, I've analyzed the different experiences that we had in different member countries when it comes to the EAFRD and other funds. For EAFRD in farming, we have no sharing experiences of this kind, resorting to equity. The guidelines, when they were drafted and then implemented, they really did not recommend equity when it came to rural development policies. But I totally agree with Mr. Ranieri. These would be related to particularly innovative projects, I think. and EIB, that would be perhaps an area where we could experiment with this. We have many things that work well in Italy when it comes to rural development. There are still some flaws, some shortcomings that are related to innovation and knowledge and know-how. I do not know whether we will be ready in the next programming period to experiment with these new things, but we can start looking into this, that's for sure. Thank you. This was a typical question, I believe, for my colleagues from the EIF, who, by the way, manage the largest fund of funds. Works with venture capital. And I know that a few years ago it was a no-no. You could not talk about venture capital in agriculture. Instead, through their analyses, in an opportunistic basis, on an opportunistic basis, many funds are starting investing in enterprises that a high-tech component in so far as farming is concerned. So how do you combine this or reconcile this with crowdfunding platform? Once again, crowdfunding, sorry. 3 or 4 years ago, no one knew what these crowdfunding platforms were all about, and now crowdfunding platforms gradually, they are now becoming interested in agriculture. Regarding crowdfunding, I would like to refer you to a Ficompass study on crowdfunding platforms and the use of structural funds, broadly speaking. And what examples we can then refer to so far. And this manual, this book, you can find it on the Ficompass website. There is a question. I would like to know whether you are aware of how well integration between the use of the EIB multi-regional fund and financial instruments that have already been launched in the local areas has worked, for example, in Apulia and in Friuli Venezia Giulia. Let us now begin with Friuli Venezia Giulia. Mrs. Minuti, I don't know if you would like to reply. Well, as a matter of fact, we cannot really give an answer on this point because we have not worked with this fund. We have worked with the fund that I have described earlier, which is rotating fund, a regional rotating fund, not with this specific fund here. I see. Well, maybe my colleague can perhaps give a different answer. So, Puglia region, Mr. Ranieri, yes, the purpose, as I mentioned in my presentation, was that of making these two funds complementary to each other in order to offset some limitations that the multi-regional fund suffered from. And since it is standardized at national level, does not take into account some local situations or features. On top of that, we needed to ensure better access for young people. This kind of integration, this complementary nature in our strategy was there, and it is still there. Unfortunately, we had operational issues that, for the time being, did not allow us to check in real life how this integration plays out, because this, let's say, first application of first request fund for the time being is suspended. Thank you. I was wondering if there are any additional questions. I did not understand whether the Friuli fund also is involved in the co-funding projects for those projects that are also co-funded basically in the rural development program. Yes, considering really that these funds have been used only recently, they have been introduced quite recently, so we had to kind of fine-tune these funds gradually. And one such fine-tune it was that of combining these grants, the capital contribution, with interest subsidies, following the change in program that allowed these different instruments to be aggregated, considering also the maximum percentage that is provided for by the European regulation. Right now, you can combine capital contribution provided by the Regional Development Fund and instead financing that's provided through different means, interest subsidies mainly. Mrs. Busani, how do you support the companies that apply for a loan in your bank? What kind of support do they receive? From the support that we give to these applicants, we have trained staff throughout our network all over Italy. So we have our colleagues in the corporate centers and our branches, and they have received specific training over the years, and their training is constantly updated regarding the instruments that are out there and how they work. Then there are specific professionals who are devoted to the farming industry, and they are able to support the clients in identifying their needs and also helping them in filling out all the paperwork. We should always remember, or we always remind clients that they also should talk to the consultant, let's say a CPA, someone who is knowledgeable in this industry, someone who has also a broader vision regarding the situation of their enterprise. Thank you. Mr. Licciardo, considering how varied the Italian landscape is, what actions could be implemented in order to facilitate the, let's say, the takeoff of these financial instruments during the next programming period? Well, indeed, this programming, let's say, time and these experiments with these new financial instruments in Italy has allowed us to understand what did not work. For sure, there are some, let's say, administrative gaps involving banks, despite the fact that the current experience is very interesting and quite rich in stimuli that need to be delved into. Our system is made up by SMEs, farming enterprises. Let's refer to Friuli. The rotating fund is something that we can boast of, but it works well because it's strictly linked to banks. Relations that were established are relations that I could define like of historical, I might say. And farming entrepreneurs trust the relationship that they have with their bank. So this is something that we have to go back and look into. Excessive red tape, for sure, discourages farmers from resorting to financial instruments. In the ex ante phase, there were many more Italian regions who had planned to use financial instruments. And then gradually they backtracked because setting up a machine with the regional administrations that do not operate directly or use directly these financial instruments becomes very difficult. Reporting also becomes very difficult. This is why many regions backtracked. We have to be more impactful in solving these issues, and we also have to understand what are the, let's say, best instruments for regions, an allocation fund or a loan fund associated to a guarantee might be the best solution. A closer relationship with the EIB for guarantee instruments that works throughout all regional development programs and regions. We have to identify what is the best way ahead and do it. We should do this together based on what we have learned in the 1420. And Mrs. Mignotti, a very current question, topical question, in relation to the impact of COVID. Have you introduced any specific measures to face this crisis? Yes, sure. First of all, I would like to confirm what the representative of MISMEA said earlier. The survey was carried out at national level, but at local level, at different moments in time, we have delved into the impact of COVID on regional production activities. Indeed, the entire system related to agro-tourism and tourism was direly affected, and also a number of supply chains that were related to the Horeca and also floriculture. Also, I have a very annoying echo. Can you hear me now? Yes. So beef production. And we also looked into the impact on exports, considering the major difficulties that the wine and horticultural supply chains have gone through. Right at the very beginning, at the beginning of this epidemiological emergency, the regional administration has prepared a contingency plan, an emergency plan for COVID, with a provision that dates back to April the 1st of last year, right after this outbreak started spreading massively. And through the regional rotating fund, we decided to prop up the production system, the agri-food and agricultural system, considering also not only agri-food and agricultural holdings, but also forestry, fisheries, and aquaculture enterprises. And so with this instrument, we took action in order to basically support enterprises who were going through this massive financial and economic crisis. And right from the very beginning, we realized what impact this would have also in the midterm, in the medium run, because, and this instrument was extended after a while, including also basically we suspended also the payments, let's say repayments, loan repayments. Thank you. Mr. Ranieri, if you could please spare a couple of words on communication, let's say campaigns that you perhaps have launched vis-a-vis beneficiaries. Yes, in the regional rural development fund program, sorry, we have a website that's dedicated to all the measures that are included, and all the relevant information is there, the latest news, the documentation regarding opportunities, the instruments, and also the banks. In mid-2018, we organized a conference on the financial instruments of the Rural Development Program to explain the features of these instruments and the related opportunities. Not only regional representatives took part, but also a representative from the EIF, so paying agencies as well. There were agricultural associations, technical people, financial brokers, they all took part. And you can find the proceedings and the material from this conference on our website dedicated to the Rural Development Program. And yes, Mrs. Busani, could you please let us know what the communication strategy that CREDEM has put in place in order to reach out to beneficiaries and increase also the loans in your portfolio? Yes, sure. How do we reach out to clients? The clients who are already clients in our bank, basically we reach out to them mostly through our, let's say, local staff. The people who work locally, they meet with their clients on a daily basis, they understand what their needs are, and then they realize if anything can be done about that. Regarding new clients who might be interested in the Agri Italy guarantee, we worked on different fronts. For sure, regional websites are a very important channel in this respect. But our website too, credem.it, we have a dedicated page to this guarantee instrument, and through this page they can also then get in touch with us. Also, in-house we work on development lists. We have the central offices who basically extract names who potentially might be interested in these guarantee funds, and these development lists are sent, conveyed to our local staff, and they get in touch with potential clients and they verify whether they might be interested or not. Thank you. I'm looking at the chat box to see if there are any more questions from our audience. If not, at this point, I would like to thank you all for having participated, all the participants in this panel.